The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
So this is Eric Fiorello, your host, and today is the 23rd of November, if you can believe it, 2016, the day before Thanksgiving, 2016, and we're doing 5 for 15. We've got our good friend Adam T. Glass, who will join me momentarily. We haven't done one of these shows in a long time, and we're going to talk about Built to Last, which is going to be a very, very interesting topic, and maybe at the end we'll even talk about our wishes and stuff. We'll see what we got for time. But I want to welcome everybody to the show. This is a real special show. We're doing it the night before Thanksgiving, and you know, you're going to hear it. It's going to be posted tonight. We want you to have something tomorrow to definitely listen to, and there might even be another show. I don't know. So with no further ado, Adam T. Glass, welcome, my brother.
Eric, thanks for having me out, man. I am especially thankful tonight to be joining with our family here at Motivation and Muscle, and to deliver this message, which has been on my mind for the better part of this week.
Well, kick it off.
So the idea that I had when you had messaged me was, you know, what is missing, right? As we're ending the year at the end of 2016, what I know is there were so many people that started this year with a plan,
yep,
and a path and where they're going to go. And I think about how many people began and they had vigor and they had drive, but somewhere between then and now, it's just not happening. And today, you and I are going to share a couple quick things with people about this idea of Built to Last.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to start with. I want to start with what we know about biology. So a lesson that we learned, scientists have built these encapsulated environments called biodomes. And one of the things that they discovered, so incredible, trees that grow in environments without wind are substantially weaker,
mm-hmm,
cannot grow as tall, and ultimately fail to thrive in environments that were optimized for their performance. The lack of stress makes them weak.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them prone to diseases. It makes them unable to carry their own weight to get their branches up to collect sunshine. And I thought about that because that really is not unlike some people that I have met who are in a pursuit of something and they're so worried about making an error. They're so worried about a little step off course that when they're confronted with a problem, they just stop moving their feet.
Yep.
And I know this, if you are in the middle of a problem, especially if you're in the middle of the worst part of the problem, the decidedly worst action is to stop moving your feet. What do you think about that, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you talked about the trees, life is resistance. And if you don't have resistance in your life, you're going to go through life. Well, you will be able to go through life, but it's not going to be the life that you're going to truly want, because as we know with weightlifting, anything we like to do physically, you know, you have to have resistance. You have to have somebody pushing back on you, and you push back that much harder. We've talked about this a number of times, and especially the stuff that you and I are dabbling with right now with all this rack work and holds and all kinds of things, that when you talk about trees and no wind, it's the same way in the rack. Resistance, pushback, blowback. What can you take mentally? What's pushing you down so hard you've got to push yourself back up in a way that's going to allow you to stand back up? These are things that we are all nature. Adam, myself, everything. It's nature. But the thing is, we notice today, more than ever, no one's thinking about Built to Last. You know, like when you said in the very beginning, We start out with a glorious plan. How many people do we know are going to go to the gym, get in shape January 1? If they make mid-February, that's pretty good. They're gone. Why? Resistance. Movement. Having to be somewhere. Having to be scheduled. All these things. This is all resistance. And the thing is, the majority of people do not have the ability to push through it mentally or physically. When you can't do that, you're going to be in a sorry way. So when you talk about built to last, I look at it quickly and I'll give it right back to you, is this. I like to push. I like to push back. I like to push back at it. As you know, and everybody else has, we've had a lot of resistance here, especially in the last few months. And eventually, Adam and I talked about this offline. It's all going to come out. And it's going to sound pretty harsh to a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you right now, you can't get anywhere in life without resistance. You want to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have resistance. You want to be a weightlifter that's picking stuff up that is so ungodly, you can't even fathom it. But once you get into it, Adam was telling me about clients of his. I've had them too. Suddenly they find out they can do amazing things. So, if you want to be built to last, you got to be built to resist. What do you think about that, man?
It's exactly right. And as you look at the pathway, here's what I want everyone to think about. I want you to think about your car that you drive right now, whatever kind of car it is. And if you don't have a car, maybe the last car you rode in.
Yep.
Whatever car you have today in 2016, I know that it is substantially safer than previous models of older decades. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine had a 1938 Jeep that he sold at auction recently. And when I looked at it, I was amazed, Derek. I was amazed that people would agree to get in that thing and drive. But then again, that's what our grandchildren will say about some of our best cars we have today.
Yep.
And here's how it's going to get that way, guys. Unfortunately, it's not going to be that way because the cars we have today work out so well. It's actually going to be that way because every single day you see someone changing a flat tire. Every single day a shopping cart hits a car and puts a dent in it.
Yep.
You know, every day some asshole runs a red light because they're looking at their phone and they hit somebody.
Yep.
And what I do believe is that we will grow so tired of those problems that we will continuously design a new solution. Now, if we take that back around to your life, here's what I'll promise you. Whatever problem you have today, most likely – will not just go away with time unless your plan is that you'll just wait it out until you die.
Right.
I don't know any problem that just goes away. And the other part about that is very rarely are there solutions that cannot be very commonly there are solutions available that if you would apply those, it would speed up whatever the process currently looks like.
Yeah.
Now, involved in that is the degree of trial and error. And what I know is this, if there's anything to learn to love, it's learn to love the lesson that you learn when you fail at something.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to accept whatever the lesson is, no matter how painful, no matter how stupid you may feel or how regretful you may think it will be to go through it. I'm telling you to go through the process to get whatever you're actually looking at down the road. I don't know a way to teach someone how to ride a bike without anticipating that at least one time they're going to fall. It's just going to happen.
Yep.
And well, what a horrible life you'd have to avoid riding a bike because you're afraid you'd fall.
Well, skinned knees never hurt anybody. You cry for a minute if you're a little kid, the next thing you're back on. Because one thing that little kids have over adults is they just seem to get the hell up no matter what. You know, they fall down, they get up. They fall down, they get up. They recover so quickly, and they haven't learned yet that there's really nothing stopping them yet. You know, no one keeps telling them, well, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. This is if you look at children, young kids, and the way they play and the way they go after things, man, I mean, you know, maybe they want to draw a picture or something. No, there's no doubt in their mind. They grab the paper, they grab the crayon or the pen, and they're going nuts. And the next thing you know, they're walking up to you and saying, look at my picture of whatever. My nephew Danny, he's just turned 6, and he loves to draw stuff. He's very good at building. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes an architect. I mean, I watch this kid in amazement the way he puts things together. And he'll come over to me and explain stuff to me with a pen, and it's hilarious, man. But I mean, I don't show anything other than how great he's doing. But they carry things out effortlessly, and we as adults need to rekindle that within ourselves. And if you want to do magnificent things and you want to keep doing them for days and years and decades, you've got to really adopt thought like that. And learn to carry these things out and learn that failure equals success, as I say. Failure, the more you fail, the more successful you're going to be. Because, like Adam said, you're going to have to find a solution to the problem. Because I'll tell you one thing right now. We were talking about my business here before. And I said, there have been so many days that I could have quit. I could have cashed it in. I could have said, it's too damn hard. And believe me, there's been days when I wouldn't mind throwing in the towel. But what happens to you, and this is a God's honest truth, when you own a business or are a great weightlifter, whatever you're into, especially any of that stuff where it really takes, it'll take the paint right off you, man, is this. You'll get to a point where you welcome getting smashed right in the face. Because the idea is, I'm going to smash you back 10 times harder. And I got to give it the example like that, because you have to be very harsh at times with what you're dealing with and even yourself. But here's the deal. You want to be around for a long time. You want to leave a nice legacy. You want to leave something to your family and your friends. That's what I always say about the show. It's going to be something just like Perry Rader's Iron Man. It's going to be something that people that understand physical training, physical culture, the lifestyle of it, anybody that really knows is going to refer back to that magazine. Why? Because it imparts positive thought. And if you want to keep lasting, you want to be built to last for years in any of this stuff, you damn well better have your head on right and attached to your shoulders. Because if you do, and I'm sure you all will, you're going to have the world. As they say, the world's your oyster. Go ahead, brother.
Man, I'll tell you what, the final word for me today as we pull this message together is that the will to succeed,
yep,
is what makes all of the things possible for a human.
Yep.
The difference between us and everything else that we know of so far is the amount of willpower and what comes with that. I want to get over there. We learned how to build boats.
Yep.
We learned how to make cars. We learned how to make rocket ships. I want to, you know, get into something. We learn how to discover all the things about a thing and pull it together. In your life, if you can apply the same willpower that's within every human into something that you really want to bring into your life and just take the hits.
Yep.
Take all of them and learn to like it.
Yep.
You're going to end up with something. I mean, it's going to be so much more than whatever you had, and this applies in so many areas. So don't get yourself confused in thinking you can only do this in one aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It can be built into any. So what I hope for all of you on this day before Thanksgiving is I hope that you are built to last and you achieve the things that you aim for.
Hey, look, I totally agree with that. And I'll tell you, I'll just add to this, and when we give our info out, what you got to do for really the outcome of your success is this. You've got to clear all those obstacles out of your way, out of your mind, whatever it is. That's very important. But one thing I found out, especially if you want to be around for a while, and maybe you own a business and you want to employ people and you want to give back, or you want to do like I want to do. I want to go lift every famous rock in the world, okay? But that's going to take longevity, like forever, because the amount of patience, the injuries, the heartbreaks, all that stuff's in it. And you know what? Don't shy away from it. Run right at it. But I'll tell you one thing. When you can envision your success and look forward to the day that you have it, we're doing what I feel is the best thing. Adam and I are sharing it. We're sharing stories with you, our ideas, our conceptions of things, things we've been embroiled in our lives, and we always bring it all to the forefront because, like everything, I want people to, yeah, obviously you're going to go through trials and tribulations, but the idea is learn something from what we're talking about because what it's going to do is enhance your life that much more. And you know something? It's nice to learn from people that can maybe save you a step or two. I'm not saying walk around anything. I'm talking go head on into it. But there's nothing like experience, man. And experience still is going to be my best teacher always. Adam, give out anything you want. You want to make a comment to that, you're welcome to it. I'll give mine and hang on the line if you would, please.
Thank you so much, Eric. Guys, you can reach me here in Fort Worth at adamtglass00@gmail.com. Offer coaching and physique transformation here local in the area out of Saginaw, Texas. I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic holiday. And if you're listening to this somewhere down in the future, the thing I want you to know is that whatever you want to work towards, you're the one who's going to go get it. So yep. Go get it.
Yep. There's no doubt about it. And Adam, before I go, happy Thanksgiving to you and your girlfriend. I hope tomorrow you have the greatest of greats because we as men, we as lifters and the women all associated with here, we should all be very thankful for what we got because I'll tell you one thing, I've seen what it is not to have it and it's very nice to be blessed with it. So I wish you and your girlfriend a beautiful day tomorrow, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Eric.
You are welcome. You can get a hold of me, obviously, at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We're not going to go into the litany of everything. You know what we have. This is 5 for 15, obviously, so it's very short, right to the point. I'll just leave a few things with you that are very important. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. And tell 100 or more of your friends. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we're not knocking on your door. We're going to put our foot right through it. This here, and I want to say this because this will be, obviously, this is Thanksgiving of 2016. It's an honor to not only work with Adam and everybody associated with the show and all of our family. And believe me, Adam and all the guests are family, too. I can't tell you how important this has been in my life. I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that we would be on the air for over 2 years. I knew what we had. I had total confidence in myself, and so did a lot of other people. But to think, and this is what I want to show you when you say built to last, where we say 30 years. We celebrated 2 years in September. We got 28 more. If that isn't built to last, I don't know what it is, but I will tell you this. This among many, many, many things in my life, I am so proud of this, and I'm so proud of everybody that's made my life so fulfilling, man. When you talk about thanks, I got to thank every one of you, and if I could meet you face-to-face tomorrow and shake your hand, I would gladly do it. But there's going to be time down the road because big days are coming here, and I promise you that if things go as planned, be ready, because as I told Adam, it's going to be like a bomb going off, literally. It's going to be that big, and there's going to be such presence everywhere, it'll just shock you. So everybody, I want to thank all of you for the support and for being the family, and I say that with total admiration to all of you. We're probably going to be off most of December, obviously, because of all the business action that needs to transpire here. But you never know. Maybe I call Adam up out of the blue and say, can you come on? And he does, and we do a 5 for 15. But things are going to be very limited, but we got plenty of shows. Adam, thanks for being on, brother. It's a pleasure, and I got to tell you, it's been a great year with you, and I look for 28 more, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Eric.
You are welcome, sir. So, for Adam T. Glass, this is Eric Fiorello. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great Thanksgiving, and you know something? Tell somebody that you haven't said it to in a long time, I love you, because you'd be surprised the look and what they'll feel. It's important, man. We're all big strength athletes. We love slinging iron and rocks and all that. But you know where your courage and real strength comes from? Your innate intelligence, meaning inside you. Just do that. Be a winner. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.